Hey there, welcome to another episode of Brand Mavericks, the podcast that ignites your entrepreneurial spirit and guides you along the pathway to building your own franchise empire. I'm Neil DiPentino, I'm president of Titan Media Works and your host for today's show. We have a very special guest with us today. He is the CEO and founder of Lime Painting. Now, Lime Painting isn't just your average painting company. It's a luxury brand known for its impeccable residential and commercial painting service. So please welcome to the show, Mr. Nick Lopez. Nick, welcome.
Hi, happy to be on.
Well, thanks, buddy. I appreciate you being here. Having a nice little conversation before we got started here. We have kind of a we're both in Colorado today, so that's kind of cool. If you like snow, right?
Lots of it. I know my trees don't.
I get that. Yeah, not this time of year anyway. You know, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas, but it ain't. So anyway, so happy that you could be with us today. I believe you were on my partner's show, Emerging Brands, not too long ago. Appreciate you coming back on again for this show. I've seen your trucks out and about here recently, which is kind of interesting in Tennessee where I live. And so I know you guys are growing at a rapid pace and everything. And I think that's a wonderful thing. And I think the service is wonderful too, because I have to admit, I hate painting. I really do. I hate it with a passion. My wife, on the other hand, she tells me that painting kind of is relaxing for her. It's therapeutic and everything. And she says, yeah, I just get so mellow and I feel so good when you're painting, Neil. So I don't understand that, but I really do hate it. So that's why we have guys like you and services like you that come into the home. That's one reason anyway. And we're going to get into all of that in just a moment here. But before we do, Nick, tell us a little bit about yourself, if you would, please.
Absolutely. Well, I am from Denver, Colorado. And have four kiddos from 8 down to 3, and been married for, we just celebrated our 10th year, but met my wife 16 years ago as a freshman in college. So,
wow.
Yeah, I am pretty involved in my local church here, and spend my weekends coaching my boys wrestling. Other than that, you can find me, wearing a lime hat and serving customers.
Right. So let me ask you, before you started your franchise, obviously you've created a business called Lime. And you were like in the trenches doing all this on your own as well. I mean, is that correct?
Oh, still am. I love it. And we were just chatting. I'm going to be in Chattanooga and Nashville with our business coach, helping a couple of our new owners get launched. I still own the founding location here in Denver, and I have the privilege of, helping with rebuilding the team every season. And that means that we're teaching new folks professional skills and giving them a career. And that's all important work.
Absolutely. You obviously do residential and you do commercial, and there's a lot of reasons why people would hire you. But if you wouldn't mind, let's talk about just the painting business as a whole before we get into the franchising part of it. Tell us, why would a person want to hire somebody to paint when maybe they can do it themselves?
Oh my gosh. Well, when your house is too big, that's one reason.
That's definitely a good reason. I don't know about you. I think the biggest reason I don't like painting is not necessarily the rolling and all that kind of stuff. That's not that big of a deal. It's just, the cleanup, there's just the preparation. There's just a ton of that kind of thing that you get involved with. And you guys handle all of that kind of stuff, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm joking, of course, being facetious there, but there's a lot of truth to it, right? We're working on custom homes, and mm-hmm. We take an approach that is much more than just paint, because that's what a custom home needs. Paint is really a type of coating, and coatings mm-hmm. are designed to protect surfaces from sun and water damage. Mm-hmm. And yeah, they look good aesthetically, But from an asset perspective, especially when you own a property that's in the top third of home values in the market, you know, every asset that makes up that estate deteriorates from sun and water. And so there's an appropriate process for how you restore it, reestablish new integrity in those surfaces. And then there's a process for each type of surface for how you coat it and protect it so that going forward, it doesn't continue to experience that deterioration. And when you're talking about a custom property, these coatings are worth, or excuse me, these surfaces are worth tens and tens of thousands of dollars, and in many cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars. When you think about a stamped concrete driveway that wraps around the estate, goes to the back patio, around the back pool, you talk about all the metal railings that wrap around the estate, and you know the stucco siding, the wood siding, the brick siding. Those are all surfaces that are on a custom home. And, you know, a practical example is over half of the estates have a custom door that at least one, in many cases it's two, plus side lights, but those custom doors are worth tens of thousands of dollars, right? That's a $40,000-$50,000 door. And when the clear coat and the stain wear off, specifically the clear coat, now the water and the sun are deteriorating that expensive door when for a nominal amount, a fraction of that total cost to replace, you can coat and maintain. And yeah, it looks good. You can enjoy it. But more importantly, you're maintaining the integrity of you know, all these surfaces that make up your estate. So we go in and we help customers understand, look, it's not just the painted surfaces and the paint that turns over. That's actually on the same maintenance schedule as all these other surfaces that are equally exposed to the elements for the same period of time. And so let's actually look at every surface on your home and let me train you on how the sun and water have deteriorated it. You know, our customers, one, are now empowered with an incredible amount of information for how to maintain their home when initially they thought, oh, my house is just old. You know, they didn't really have the eye to understand how the sun and water actually deteriorated. And then now, you know, clearly turnkey solution. So they've not only been in informed, but they've been provided, you know, highly vetted solutions. And because of our demographic, our customer wants to pay more to get more. So we are able to attract highly talented artisans. So you can think of Lime a lot like Uber Black, where, hey, I'm going to, you know, get a vehicle, but I'm going to opt for a nicer vehicle. And so we, in many ways, our franchise partners, our teams in market are pairing customers up with those artisans who, you know, our customers are paying us to go out and source and ultimately facilitate the highly vetted solutions for the different surfaces or substrates that make up their home. And the great thing about what we do is there's one or two solutions for every surface. So it's a finite amount. We have standardized solutions nationally with our national partners. And stucco is stucco, whether it's the southwest part of the country or the northeast. And so how you coat it, how you restore it is consistent. Again, we're pairing customers with artisans in the market and then highly vetted solutions with a client, a demographic that's willing to pay for that. And in fact, expects that, wants that, but really struggles to find that in the market. And that's what I experienced in college and really gave me the insight into the tremendous need. And frankly, as I've been in the franchise space, as I've been in home services, it's incredible how much the industry is maturing. And, you know, a lot of that white collar sophistication is coming into, you know, traditional blue collar space. And, you know, nationally, the services that are offered in home improvement are being standardized. And so the industry is just maturing, right? And in that aspect, you know, the paint space is maturing. And a part of that is Lime providing clients an option where they can pay more to get more. And as, you know, industries mature, different segmentation and positioning starts to take place. And, you know, as I was going through my business degree, learning about marketing, I learned about all this and so seeing the opportunity, and a mentor in college said, Nick, you need to read this book called E-Myth Revisited by Michael Gerber. Mm-hmm. And you know, that's what gave me the direction for how to bring the solution to more markets. But why I specifically fell in love with franchising was this whole idea of being in business with other business owners, right? Keep in mind, I wrestled growing up and wrestled my freshman year at Michigan State, was very much a gym rat and loved the locker room aspect and the culture of, you know, working hard to win and compete and go through those losses and set goals. And that is business in large part. And in franchising, when I learned about this whole idea of being in business with other business owners and growing enterprise value together, it just all clicked. And my gosh, that was now about 12, 13 years ago. And wow. You know, here we are, you know, coming up on 100 locations.
Nice. So you've been in business now for 13 years and you started franchising right off the bat. How long have you been franchising?
Oh my gosh. I started my painting career 16 years ago when I was a freshman in college, but you know, had the direction to franchise 13 years ago. Moved home to Denver 11 seasons ago in 2013, and I launched Lime. So in college, I ran a company called Spartan College Painters. Really out of the byproduct of necessity. Frankly, I was just a broke college kid and looked at wrestling as the way to pay my way through school. But the reality is a scholarship was a ways out and I had tuition bills and, you know, I'd maxed out all my credit cards. So I started a painting company called Spartan College Painters. And, I never thought I would own a paint company. But here I was, you know, I looked at the bigger the house, the bigger the college bills it would help me pay. And as an out-of-state student, I found myself in, you know, working with customers that had paid more for a high-end home. They had paid more for high-end vehicles. They had paid more for a high-end, experience at a restaurant with friends. And yet when they came to contracting, they really struggled to find that same option. And as I mentioned, you know, about 13 years ago, mentioned all that to a mentor and he said, Nick, you need to read this book. And that was E-Myth. And ever since then, it's been about, delivering this unique solution, you know, across different markets and doing it through the franchise model.
Mm-hmm. Well, the E-Myth is a phenomenal book, and I've read it myself. My partners have read it. And if our audience, if you have not read it, you need to. It is an incredible book that really has helped a lot of businesses to move forward. This great ideas, not really ideas, more concepts. So I love what you're saying there. Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about Lime, the franchise. So now you have 100 units, and you're looking to build even more. Tell us a little bit about your franchise model. Now, obviously, you're a proven concept with a strong brand. I like the model that you're looking at, the more high-end homes. And one of the things I didn't think about before we had this conversation was the different surfaces that, you know, you can paint. I'm thinking walls, you know, I'm thinking inside, outside and everything, but you mentioned fences, doors, even cobblestone driveways, a lot of things like that. So there's really, from a standpoint of the business, I mean, there's just so many different options that you can provide a consumer so that can keep you going and keep that business building for a really long time. So let's talk about the franchise part of it. So tell us how you have 100 units and, you know, give me an idea of, the type of franchisee that you're looking to bring on.
Absolutely. We're looking to bring on team builders, right? Empire builders, mm-hmm. Folks that want to scale across a market and deliver a very differentiated service to customers. You know, we're big on world-class service and the brand experience. So, you know, creating a culture and a standard that reflects our core values of love, integrity, mission, excellence. You know, that's a differentiator in the contracting space. Our customers mm-hmm. love it. Our employees love it. Our contractors certainly love it. And so as a team builder, as an empire builder, along with the vision for your territory, right, the legacy that you're building for yourself, it has to be big enough to fit your teams. Mm-hmm. And so developing that team to be a high-performance sales and marketing organization, right? We are not in the business of painting. My goodness, back in college, I did it just to understand it. And you know, so I did touch-ups and whatnot. But I was not a great painter, much like yourself. And the artistry that is our painters, that can't be understated. They're very talented. And so we're in the business of building teams, of building teams to deliver tremendous value to customers and building a portfolio as such, and then building a team of artisans that deliver on those solutions. And the reason why it works with our artisans is, frankly, they probably get maybe 3 to 5 of the types of accounts that we're giving them a year. We're giving them 3 to 5 of those types of accounts a month, right?
Wow.
So there becomes tremendous synergy. And, you know, they can focus on what they love to do, which is the craft. And mm-hmm. we can handle the marketing, the brand experience, the education that we provide. As a franchise partner, you know, it's understanding what we're delivering in the marketplace because there's tremendous value in it, not just mm-hmm. for customers, but the sales folks that we bring on board and the contractors that we work with. You know, personally speaking, the very first painter I ever worked with in Denver 11 seasons ago, he still works with us. And so many of our painters in our founding location have been with us for 6+ years.
Wow.
Why? Because we provide consistent work. They're projects where customers pay us more to get more. And we pay them right when the job is done. It's simple. And so through our core values, we're able to, frankly, love on them with integrity and at a level of excellence. And so from a business perspective, that just creates synergy.
Mm-hmm.
And so as a franchise partner, being intentional about those customers, if you will, not just the end consumer, but the team you're building, the artisans that you're serving, very much a heart-led organization. And as I mentioned, my gosh, that's what's needed in contracting. Mm-hmm. From a consumer perspective, from a craftsman perspective, and the opportunities that are available to sales folks in the contracting space, when you operate with great systems, great culture, and integrity, you know, we've really seen that combination work for us, you know, all across the country. And so we are very much a flat organization. We encourage collaboration and community. And so that's a big part of the owners and what they care about when they're joining Lime. It's these collective talents of these empire builders being able to contribute to the systems and the processes at Lime that, you know, have helped us level up and, you know, get to where we are now, but certainly will be the reason why, you know, we become a household name over, you know, the next 100 locations.
Right, right. So as you're vetting new prospects, I mean, what does your process look like when So if I wanted to open up a Lime in my territory and or in my community, what would be the process of getting started with you and getting on board?
Absolutely. You'd meet with our development team and they would educate you on the opportunity. You'd have the opportunity to speak to folks at our home office, as well as existing franchise partners. Essentially, you would begin the process of understanding, hey, what are the skills and the attributes and the day in the life, the culture, all these aspects that go into a franchise organization beyond just the model. Mm-hmm. That's everything that you're learning in that process. The great thing is that it's just that. It's an educational process. It's an awarding process. We're not in the business of, bringing on folks that don't get what we're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's really special when franchise partners join our organization that come in hair on fire around everything that we just talked about. Clearly, that only adds to the momentum and the collective talent of our organization, which is our people. And at the core, that's our leaders and those are our franchise owners.
Right. So, I see the value of what you have going on at Lime as, a lot of independents are out there, and they're trying to do jobs on their own. But I mean, they've got to do it all. And they've got to try to figure it out all on their own too. So you bring a lot of value in terms of you started a long time ago. You've been doing franchising for 13 years. You understand the concept. You have the team. You have the ability to do the training and everything. So why would somebody not want to be a Lime franchisee?
Mm-hmm. Well, our last owner that just joined, he did say, I think this is the best time to be joining Lime. And frankly, I agree. When you look at the systems, the depth to our infrastructure. It's pretty incredible. And as I mentioned, it's much more than myself. It's a lot of talented folks that are pushing toward and really doubling down on defining what it means to experience a luxury painting service.
Mm-hmm. So give me just a basic idea, and you don't have to give me exact figures or anything, but what is like an initial investment and what would it take for me to keep it, to get an operation up and running and keep it running and getting it profitable and just shooting for the moon?
Absolutely. So initial investment is anywhere from $125,000 to just north of a couple hundred thousand for a single territory. Mm-hmm. And that is going to provide, everything that it takes to get into business as a Lime painting owner and then have 6 months of capital to cover payroll and, ongoing expenses as you're launching. It'd be 125 to just north of a couple hundred thousand.
And I would imagine that you can kind of build as you go too. So you don't have to have this massive staff as you start. As you start building that business, then you add people on and as you go for the most part. Is that correct?
Absolutely. And, speaking to multiple territories, right? The first territory franchise fee is $60,000. The second is $40,000. And anything over three, every territory is $35,000.
Oh, wow.
So your initial investment, that first territory, everything that you need in a three or four territory launch is covered in that initial investment range. So the only additional cost that there is really acquiring more territory that you're securing essentially. So, if you're investing in three territories, you would have that initial $60,000 franchise fee another $75,000 to cover the additional two territories.
Okay, well, that sounds very reasonable. So I would imagine, just based on what you're saying, if you're able to buy multiple territories, then this could potentially be a an absentee or semi-absentee type business for somebody who wanted to just be an investor.
Most of our owners are multiple territory owners.
Okay.
And so, you know, if you're coming in day one with a single territory, that is only because, frankly, that's what you could afford. And right. we have plenty of those owners that come in and begin expanding, you know, 6 to 12 months into launching. And that's our goal. Our goal is to help, you know, single unit owners become multi-unit owners, work themselves out of their business, work on their business. We never want somebody to come in and be an owner operator beyond year one. So once we get right. to that 12 month mark, you know, we're really going to start leaning into, okay, let's start hiring for some complementary roles here so that you can start enjoying entrepreneurship, which is freedom and independence and working on your business, not in it. And frankly, going back to Michael Gerber's book, right? That's the core of what franchising is. It's mm-hmm. creating a model where, you know, it's a simple model with roles that are clearly defined that can duplicate a consistent service. And as an owner, you're working on the business, not in it.
Yeah, I mean, I totally like that. I love that. So I hear what I hear you saying is that even a guy like myself, who is not necessarily in love with painting, could be a franchisee and be very profitable and have a wonderful business with Lime.
Well, absolutely. You're hiring a general manager, you're hiring a sales team, you're hiring a production lead that's working with your subcontractors. And then your subcontractors are doing the application, the craftsmanship. So as an owner, day one, right, you have to be qualified, right? We talked about this being an awarding process, but
right.
all things considered, you're a competent team builder, you're appropriately capitalized. Absolutely, day one, you can begin scaling by managing a manager.
Fantastic. Well, it sounds like a wonderful opportunity, and I appreciate you sharing all that with us. We're getting close to the end here. Would you mind maybe any last words you'd like to leave our audience with, thoughts or things like that?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, what the business has done for me has been tremendous. You know, we talked about you know, my kids wrestling, right? On the weekends, I coach my boys, and they just got done with the state tournament. They were both in the state finals. Nice. Unfortunately, they both took second. But you know, I am able to put aside that time to coach them. Hang out with my family, be involved with my church, and still own our founding location while scaling, you know, as a franchisor. Mm-hmm. You know, and I started it as a side hustle in college. So this niche, it certainly wooed me to it. I never thought I would be a painter. I thought I was going to South Florida and doing, you know, commercial real estate development. There was a master's program where I'd get a JD at the University of Miami. That was my dream job. But again, that broke college kid looking at big homes to pay big college bills, the need. I kept hearing customers say, "Thanks for showing up, Nick. Thanks for doing a good job. Thanks for answering your phone, Nick." And they're saying things like, "Hey, are you going to run off with my deposit before we start the job?" Right? "Hey, are you going to job hop? Are you going to charge me more after you start?" Just these, you know, they didn't have much trust in contractors mm-hmm. on the front end. Then they're thanking me for very basic things on the back end.
Yeah.
And I'm 18, 19 in the middle of 2008 in the suburbs of Detroit. and here I am winning projects and delivering tremendous value. When I learned about competitive advantage in my business degree, right, sitting in that lecture hall, all I could think of was, my gosh, this is a bar that I can compete in. Mm-hmm. Right. If I'm getting thanked for just showing up, doing a good job, answering my phone, and it's a side hustle in college, imagine when I'm doing this full time.
Right. Right. Yeah. And taking it one step further, imagine teaching other people what you do. And that's where franchising really comes in. I love it.
Absolutely. And so to my point, right, it was something that I felt like even as an 18, 19 year old competing with national companies and established local high-end mom and pas, I was capable and frankly blowing the doors off as a side hustle. Clearly there was an opportunity, right? And as right. I started learning about positioning in my marketing degree, that's where I started learning that, hey, if you're high price, high quality, that's your lane, that's where you stay. But nobody was doing that nationally for this demographic that wanted to pay more to get more. Right. That I looked at as, hey, bigger homes, bigger college bills. And so it's been life-changing for me. I've seen it be life-changing for so many others. I love just being a testimony of the business model, what it's done in my life. And you know, humbly, I've been able to be a small part in a lot of folks and really see the business provide them professional skills and, you know, a career trajectory that, you know, is life changing. So our franchise partners are in that same pursuit, right? And they're general managers, the leaders at Lime, you know, the Lime way is an effective way to deliver value in the marketplace. It's really that simple. And we are definitely capitalizing on an underserved niche. And it's very much our privilege to be standardizing the luxury segment in painting, but also home improvement.
Nice. Well, very good. Listen, we're all out of time, and I do appreciate you being on the show. If folks want to learn more about you, Nick, or if they want to learn more about how they can become a franchisee with Lime, what do they do? How do they go about that?
Absolutely. You can check us out on our website, limepainting.com. You can always follow me on LinkedIn. We also have a show called The Level Up Show. Please subscribe there. There's great content, and you can always shoot me an email. It's as easy as nick@limepainting.com.
Easy enough. Fantastic. Buddy, well, thanks so much for being on the show. I really appreciate your time, and your information was wonderful.
I had a blast. Thank you.
You betcha. Hey, folks, that's all we have for today. So thrilled you could be with us. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. Brand Masters is brought to you by Titan Media Works, providing podcast production and guest booking services for those who want to be in the podcasting space. Check us out at titanmediaworks.com. That's work spelled W-O-R-X. And also check out all of the other wonderful hosts on the Small Business Delivered Network at smallbusinessdelivered.com. Hey, be sure to stay tuned for more Brand Mavericks coming your way soon. Until then, keep on building that empire. Thanks a lot and have a great day.